Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. The fabulous Adam Richard here. I know I just said my name at the start of the show, but I just keep talking. So I'm out of leg prison. I'm out of the pillow fort theory dome. I'm in the theory dome regular, almost. Like, my whole leg can't quite fit under the table, but we're giving it a shot. I'm in rehab. What a delight it is to be doing physio. Now, there are heaps of comments on An Unearthly Child, which we can get to, but I figure we'll dive into Rose and we'll circle back to them. But there's one from Bert on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which links back to Remembrance of the Daleks, which I'm going to hold off on because I'm doing Remembrance of the Daleks after I do Rose and The Day of the Doctor. That's my plan. So we will be circling back to it. We'll get there and we'll find out how these theories all link up. Because I'm doing all the anniversary stories, all the ones I haven't done yet. I've done a few. So let's jump straight into Rose. It's 2005. Cast your minds back. It seems like not a long time ago, but it is a long time. It's like nearly 20 years ago. Like, it's 2023 now. So it's 18 years ago. Oh, my God. Which means our our new companion, Ruby Sunday, possibly wasn't born. The actor, in fact, I think was barely like born. I think she was born the week that Billy Piper was announced as being in the show. Like, it's confronting. Anyway, we're all old. So the show starts, obviously, as it does. TARDIS, you know, time, I want to call it time tunnel, but it's a time vortex, or it's just a special effect. I do remember watching the pirated version of this because it was leaked online, which I suspect, like, I don't know how, like, it was weird that one episode was leaked as a full episode. Anyway, it was leaked, and I watched it, and it had just the regular Doctor Who theme over the credits. It was before Murray Gold had gotten at it with his theme, which is really triumphantly orchestral. I know I've talked about this before. It kind of reminds me of a cross between the old Delia Derbyshire theme and the Paul McGann American theme, which is very orchestral. So it's kind of like a midpoint between the two. Anyway, we start at the moon. There's the moon, which is an egg. not yet, though. And then we head to the Earth, which is turning, and we shoot down to London, and there's an alarm clock going off. It's 7:30 in the morning. We see Rose get up. She kisses her mum. She goes to work. Her mum, Jackie, is very busy in her dressing gown watching telly and then getting on the phone, and she's me. Like, seriously, some days with this busted leg, the dressing gown has been on for like 3 days in a row. It's not been pretty. So we get a montage of scenes in London, like double-decker buses, Trafalgar Square, all the, you know, Piccadilly Circus, all of that. Rose gets off a bus at Henrik's department store, just making sure we know it's in London, even though it's filmed in Cardiff. I've been to the department store. It's not called Henrik's. It's called something else. Like, they've got like fake signs up. So Rose is folding clothes, putting them away, and she's having lunch with Mickey in Trafalgar Square, like you do. He does some stupid dancing. They have a quick kiss, and then she's folding more clothes. Seems to be the entirety of her job, folding clothes. Then she's about to walk out the door, and the security guard gives her a bag full of money, and she's like, ugh. So she has to go down in a lift. And while she's going down like in a lift, Murray Gold's been playing some plinky plonky, very frantic music that suddenly just stops when she's in the lift, and it's like, we're in the basement, and it's dark and scary. Okay. That's what we're going on with now. So she calls out for someone called Wilson in the basement because she's got the lottery money, which I guess is like, you know, everyone puts in for like a – at work sometimes you'll all put in for like a syndicate, so you've got more chance of winning. But I don't know why people do it, because it always turns into like some newspaper story where it's like, oh, no, I put that one on myself. And the work one, that one didn't win, but my one won. And you're like, what? I just gave them the wrong numbers, I swear. It's a thing that happens at workplaces. It's like still, I remember at work the other week, there was like a 120 million Powerball thing and everyone's like, oh, let's put in for it. And I'm like, no, I'm not joining that scariness. Anyway, it's the lottery money. So she's wandering, you know, bashing on the door, and he's the CEO, which is the chief electricity officer, I guess. He's the chief electrician. But hilarious that it's called the CEO. If only the people in Succession knew that your office was in the basement. So I don't know if you watch Succession, but it's quite funny. And produced by Jane Tranter, who's one of the producers at Bad Wolf. She owns one of the co-owners of the Bad Wolf company. Although I think they've sold to Sony. I don't even know what's going on there. Or they're part owned by Sony. Whatever's going on. The Bad Wolf is now Sony, to some extent. So Rose is like in the basement with her lottery money, and she hears a rattling noise, and she's calling out some more, Wilson, Wilson. And then she's investigating the dark corners of the basement. It's spooky. She turns a light on. Goes into a room and turns on a light, and there are heaps of mannequins standing around. Now, because we're Doctor Who fans, we know this is spooky, because we know that shop window dummies are potentially terrifying. And the door locks behind her, double spooky. So she runs back and starts wrestling with the door. And then she hears a bang behind her, and one of the mannequins has come to life and is turning towards her. And then it starts walking towards her, and she's like, oh, is this a joke? Like, she seems terrified, but she's kind of like got bravado of like, is this a joke? Has Derek put you up to this? Derek sounds like an annoying bully. All of the dummies come to life, and they start walking towards her, and she's backed into a corner, and she's terrified. She squeezes her eyes shut as a mannequin reaches a hand up and is going to hit her, and then someone grabs her by the hand. It's the doctor, and he says, run. And then the mannequin hand comes down and hits a pipe, which breaks, and steam shoots out. And then the doctor and Rose burst through some doors, pursued by heaps of shop dummies, one of which has boobs. And they're just up and out. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess, you know. I had never noticed this before. It's the first time I've ever seen the female chest done. Unless it's just a guy with really weirdly round pecs. Anyway, it's just like an open shirt on a dummy. So they make it to a lift. But one of the dummies stops the lift doors from closing, which is weird because, you know, I don't know if you've been a lift ever, but if you stick anything in the door, it opens again because it's a safety thing. Like, we all know that you don't get stuck in the door. Like, it just never happens. But, you know, we'll go with this dramatic license because it's Doctor Who. So the doctor wrenches the arm off and throws it to Rose, and the lift finally goes up, and Rose is like, oh, they must be students, because, you know, that's the only way to get that many people together dressed up and acting silly. And the doctor's like, oh, that's a clever way of thinking about it, but no, it's not students. And she's like, well, when Wilson sees him, he'll call the police. And the doctor's like, oh, Wilson's dead. He's quite callous in that moment too. It's like, nope. The doctor sonics the lift when they get out. It sparks, and Rose is like demanding to know who they are. And the doctor's like, well, they're living plastic controlled by something on the roof. And he's got this device, and he says, I'm going to blow it up. And he goes, look, I might die in the process, but don't worry. Go have your beans on toast. You know, don't tell anyone about this or you'll get them killed. And he shuts the door. And then he opens the door and says, oh, I'm the doctor, by the way. She's like, I'm Rose. And then he's like, run for your life. And he goes back in again. It is the best introduction to the character of the doctor you could possibly get. Outside of, you know, the creepy old man in the junkyard. But I love how, like, you know, they've done this first episode of Doctor Who a number of times. Like, Spearhead from Space is kind of the same thing. You know, you're kind of following the UNIT story, and again, you know, shop window dummies coming to life. And there just happens to be this lunatic in a, in a police box who's running around stealing doctors' clothes and cars and things. And, yeah, so... It's what a great introduction. Oh, so exciting. Oh my God. All right, we will continue the Rose.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.